special rivalry with Rafa.
Sorry, Carol, and then
sorry.
You have a special rivalry with Rafa, another one with Roger. What is special with the one with Andy? Is it the same generation? Is it
yes. Well, the fact that we know each other since we were 11 or 12, that there is only a week difference between us, very similar game, and very similar road to the professional tennis. So I think that's what makes it very special.
Do you still have problems with his accent, Novak?
Excuse me?
Do you still have problems with his accent?
No, his accent is fine. He's actually, you know, he spends a lot of time in London. I know he lives there, so he's trying to talk very clear and slow to everybody. I thank him. No, he's good. He's good. He's a couple of guys around. We have a very good relationship, my team and his team, so we always joke around. And there was a physiotherapist from Scotland that was with him, I think, a couple of years ago, and it was very hard to understand what he was saying. But his accent is absolutely fine. He speaks very clear.
Novak, after tonight, Wawrinka drops down to number 9 in the rankings. And for the first time since 2013, July, the Fab Four are back. The Fab Four are the top four. Are you surprised about that? Would you believe that could happen? What that means? Nothing or something?
Well, of course, there was naturally a lot of talks about the change of generation, new players coming in, with Wawrinka and Cilic winning Grand Slams last year. That the four guys that you're referring to will not be the top four anymore. But it's the case as you mentioned now again. So I still think that this, you know, the four guys still have the best chances to win all the Grand Slam titles, even though we had the two different Grand Slam winners last year. But those are the top four favorites, and then you have the other guys. But of course, men's tennis is in a different place than it was a few years ago. Now you have, as we mentioned, Cilic, Wawrinka, and then youngsters like Nishikori, Raonic, or Dimitrov that are, you know, showing their qualities and are able to challenge the best players in the world.
Novak, Stan said that going into this match, he already knew that he was mentally dead. Did you have any indication from your side going in that maybe you weren't going to be able to bring your best level? And if yes, is there anything you want to do to make sure it doesn't happen?
He didn't seem too mentally dead to me on the court. He was playing some great tennis, especially in the second and fourth set. But I guess he knows what he's talking, but of course it's not easy for him to face this kind of circumstances of being defending champions. A lot of pressure, a lot of points to defend, and as gentleman mentioned, he's gonna drop to number 9 of the world, so it's a significant drop for rankings, and many things change in terms of that drop. So you know, that's a valuable experience for him, but you know, again, it was semifinals of the Grand Slam. And once you're on the court, you really forget about being exhausted or, you know, sick or something like this. You know, you just want to give your best, and that's what I think he did.
Novak, you've won 7 of the last 8 against Andy. Does that mean you've figured out the perfect way to play him?
Well, there's, you know, not much, let's say, predictable scenarios in our matchup. I think we know each other pretty well. We practice a lot. We play many matches against each other on different surfaces, especially in this arena a few times in the finals. So I'm sure we both know what to expect from each other's game. And the fact that I won last 7 out of 8 matches, of course, it's gonna serve as a great confidence booster coming into the match. But as I mentioned before, there's no clear favorite. I think, you know, the way he's been playing, and he already knows what it takes to win a Grand Slam title. And on the other hand, I'm going to try to use also my own experience and, of course, motivation to eventually get my hands on the title as well.
Novak, I don't know how much you've watched of Andy here this year, but if you have watched some of him,
what do you think's changed in this game since last season?
Well, I think he's going for the shot. He's one of the best defenders in the game, no question about it. He's a credible counter-puncher. He's got a lot of variety in his game. Excuse me. He's got also a big serve. If he serves well, I think that's a huge, confidence boost and advantage for him. He feels that he's more relaxed on the court. He can swing through his his shots from the baseline. I think forehand has improved, judging by the matches that he has played during this couple of weeks, comparing to a few months ago. I think he's using that shot really well. The courts are played a little bit faster in this last 2 years than it was previous years here in Rod Laver Arena, as we mentioned before. So I think because they are faster, because the ball is bouncing a bit lower, that's pretty suitable to his style of the game, because he likes that. He has a flat backhand and he moves around the court pretty well. So it's going to be a very physical match, no doubt about that. And it's finals, so I'm sure that we both are going to go out and give our best.
Last question, please. Last one.
Novak, does Stan have the best drop shots in the tour?
No.
I'll take the last one over here.
Novak, you won your first Grand Slam title here. Now you're nearly in your fifth. Tell us what this would mean to you if it is something.
It would mean everything, of course. Getting to the finals is already a great achievement, as I mentioned before. But now this is the match where for which you have worked for now 2 months, and this is where you want to be. This is why you put all these hours on and off the court and trying to get yourself in a position to win Grand Slam trophy, because that's what matters the most. And I'm gonna give my best, of course.